1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center. A 20-year-old inmate of the Garfield County Jail facing multiple charges stemming from an incident at the jail. Chayton Reynolds facing charges of felony menacing with a gun, theft, robbery, and contraband possession, misdemeanor assault, and bond revocation. The case is closed by arrest. If you're eligible for the child tax credit of up to $3,600 per kid, you should sign up to make sure you get it. That's the push from Governor Polis and Senator Michael Bennett. A new mobile application for the tax credit is up and running and will be accepted through October 15th, after which the IRS will only accept paper applications. Go to getctc.org to find out if your family is eligible. Mesa County Human Services is recognizing September as Kinship Month. It's the recognition of grandparents, aunts, uncles, and other relatives who take in kids who would otherwise be placed in the foster care system. Currently, 67 children and youth are in a kinship home. Prices are still up and inventory still low in the Mesa County housing market. The latest Bray Real Estate report for August shows a year-to-date median price increase of 16%, home prices now averaging $325,000. Active listings at 400, down 7% from last year, and days on the market average 46, a drop of 21% from last year. Colorado Department of Transportation is seeking people to fill some 150 jobs, permanent and temporary gigs available for highway maintenance. Job fairs will be hosted across the state now through the start of October. In Glenwood Springs, a job fair will be at the State Patrol Office on Centennial Street Tuesday the 28th. In Grand Junction, the CDOT maintenance facility on G Road will host a fair Thursday the 30th. You can also view job listings at codot.gov. I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center.